Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. It is Tuesday morning, so we are talking about getting healed, becoming complete, entire, and whole, spirit, soul, and body. We've been talking about overcomers and what overcomers do and how they do it. And we've been talking about some of the qualities and characteristics of being an overcomer. When we begin to develop our concept of ourselves as a victor and not a victim, it begins to affect every aspect of our lives. We no longer are looking at just getting by, just holding on, or even the whole notion that we go to God for everything in our lives. When we begin to see that we are in God already, that it's not about asking Him to do something on our behalf, but recognizing that He has given us everything we need for life and godliness here now, because we have been reborn as a spirit being. It can be a real challenge to get our minds around that, to get our hearts and our wills around that, that we are no longer slaves or servants or even friends of God, but sons, that we are bone of His bone and flesh of His flesh, in the sense that we have been reborn into Him as part of Him. We all have these ideas about who God is and what He's like, and we have these phrases we use. We have these perceptions that He is like this and like that, and we relate to Him in this way and that way. For instance, we see Him, we think of Him as God. We think of Him as Father. We think of Him as King and Lord, and we use these phrases, not realizing that none of them encompasses or truly captures what He is, what He is like. Even He Himself, in describing Himself, could only come up with, I am, I exist. So on occasion, it's good to remind ourselves that though we think of God in certain terms, in certain ways, as Father, as Provider, as Healer, Comforter, Lord, God, on occasion we need to, what do we mean by that? Because those perceptions of Him, in part perceptions, affect our own perception of ourselves. If we believe God is out there waiting for us to ask Him to move on our behalf, that's how we are going to set ourselves up, that is our job. Instead, if we begin to recognize that we have been made one in Him and are already in Him, and that everything that's true about Him is true about us in our spirit, then we can begin to recognize and embrace what we are to be doing, how we are to be proceeding and relating to Him, to ourselves, to others. So very often, our perception of ourselves as victims or merely participants or receivers of God's saving grace or salvation or blessings instead of the motivating force. We are to be taking on the projects God assigns us with full ownership. The whole idea is He who overcomes. We have sort of watered that down to He that makes it through by the skin of His teeth, or that we make it through by what God has done. But it's to He who overcomes. And when we talk about ourselves as overcomers, and as we begin to change our perception of ourselves, that we, the projects God assigns us, we are to be taking responsibility for. Now, we don't get caught up in the idea that, okay, if it's our responsibility, we are to accomplish it in our own strength. That's the challenge, that this is your project. Your goal through accomplishing this project is to learn how to use the resources that God has placed in your spirit, not your soul or your body, but how to be an overcomer using your new resources, not your soulical resources. Again, this is one of those things that it's better understood once you experience it. It's not something that on our own we are going to be able to figure out or feel like it's working. Because again, if you are being responsible and acting as an overcomer in your spirit, you're not doing that in your self-life, your self-strength. And in order for that to be happening, you will have had to overcome your flesh. And your soul doesn't want to give up that control. Your self-life doesn't want to die. Your flesh wants to maintain control. So you're going to be battling that enemy, and we'll be talking specifically about your three enemies, the world system, your flesh, and the devil. But we start with the whole notion that our perception of God has to change, and our perception of ourselves has to change. But that change occurs as we take responsibility for the projects we've been assigned. In that essence, for our purposes, we can say we need to grow up. It's not really that we're growing up or maturing, but it is in the sense that that's close enough that gives us an idea that we are putting childish things behind us. When we were a child, we relied on our parents. But now we are adults. And we take responsibility for our own lives. We no longer blame them for being bad parents or for making mistakes or for whatever. We are now adults and we deal with our issues as adults. Well, likewise, now that you know you are an overcomer, now that you know that you are a spirit being, what does that mean for you? What projects has God assigned to you that He wants you to embrace and take ownership of? We can use some of the terms that we're familiar with, you know, of king and kingdom and sons of the king. And again, we all have our own preconceptions about what that means. But if you were born, if you all of a sudden discovered you were a long-lost son of a king, and you were brought in to live in the castle, everything in your life would change. But you would also recognize that this kingdom is now yours. You are going to be inheriting it. And your father, being a good king, would know that there are things you need to learn in order to rule and reign over your kingdom. He wouldn't say, set you on the throne, put the crown on your head and say, okay, I'm going to go take my vacation now. Have at it. Say no. He'd place you in positions under good tutors, under a watchful eye, but he would select what you needed to learn. And he would put you in charge. And he would put you in training. And he would do whatever was necessary for you to learn what you need to learn so that you can rule and reign over that kingdom. It's not that you're getting a separate kingdom. And this, again, is one of those things where we get all, okay, we're all going to have our own little mansion in heaven or our own little room in the mansion. And we're going to spend time talking to God, and that's going to satisfy us. You know, wow, that just is so limiting to God's creativity. And if we think we understand what's going to happen, that very often blocks out what God wants to show us, what God wants to teach us. So allow him to stretch your beliefs, your imagination, but also let him get specific about what your projects are. Take responsibility, focus on them. Let him show you what you need to change, what your strengths and weaknesses are. He will provide your encouragement. He'll provide everything you need, one way or another, whether it's through other people, through other resources, or directly from himself. He has set you up to succeed. The test is not a pass-fail. It is not a grading system. He's not observing you to see how you do. The testing is to prove your new identity. We think of testing as we are scored or judged or evaluated on how we do in a certain set of circumstances. But testing is really proving what we are already made of. Once a steel chain is made or formed, it is tested to make sure there are no weak links. And that's all God is doing with us. Because in your spirit, you're done. Your weaknesses, your weak links, are in your soul and your body. And he does whatever's necessary to reform those links so that there is no weakness in you. That whatever hindrances there are between your soul and your spirit are removed. So overcomers learn to live as whole human beings. Most of the time when we think of getting healed, we, you know, quite rightly think about getting relief from our pain. That's, you know, most of us, that's what we think of as healing, is we're in pain somewhere, whether it's emotional or physical or mental or pain from the consequences of stupid decisions. We want to get out of that. And very often that God uses that pain to get our attention, to draw our attention to himself or an area where we're believing lies. But getting healed also involves learning to live as sons, learning to live as healed, healthy, whole spirit beings, spirit, soul, and body. Your body and your soul fully subsumed appropriately within and under your spirit, part of you, which is part of God. As we learn to cooperate with God, giving him the time and attention necessary, whatever he asks, we begin to believe the truth. The truth is whatever he says about us. Not what you believe, not what you've been taught, but what he says about you. And then we begin to truly walk and live in a freely dependent relationship that he desires for us now. Remember, as a spirit being, you are not restricted or affected by time. So this notion that you are going to have a different relationship with God after you die is totally false. It's a fairy tale. Because God and you, your spirit, is not influenced or affected by geography, biography, your history, your age, your understanding. Reality is reality, whether we believe it or not. So as we are drawn by him, we learn to live as a spirit being with a soul that temporarily lives in this body. But because we are a spirit being, we are not limited either by our soul or our body, because they are perfectly aligned. When Adam was created, his spirit, their spirit was on the outside. Their soul was on the inside, and then the body was on the inside of that. They did not know themselves as a physical being. They knew themselves as a spirit being. Spirit to spirit. We've got a ways to go in learning this, in letting this become a reality for us. But where we are is exactly where we're supposed to be. That's always an encouragement, that we're right on time. God's never behind, and he's never surprised by anything we do or anything we've missed. Because you got to remember, he's not judging you at all. He's not evaluating you at all. When he thinks of you, it's 24/7. It's always. And you're fully everything he desires you to be, because you are spirit. It's like you don't stop loving someone because they put on a really ugly outfit today. You don't stop loving someone because they have spinach between their teeth. That's what Jesus was trying to relay when he said, you know, it's that the dirt on the outside of the jar, you can just wipe that off. It doesn't defile what's on the inside. Well, you and I have been changed from the inside. Now, God's working that salvation, that change, out, affecting our soul and our body. Now, over time, our behavior begins to line up with God's behavior, with freedom comes responsibility. With authority comes responsibility. You can't have one without the other. As we are healed and as we are changed more and more into spirit likeness, his expectations of our involvement and commitment increase. Again, the projects that he's assigned us, he expects us to be focused on them, to be putting our resources towards those projects, not towards what our soul has decided is our life's goal or our calling or our ministry or our gifts. Now, he may be saying, for instance, that he wants you to develop the gift of healing, let's say. That's your project, then. It's not your calling. It's not your ministry. It's what God says. Focus on this. We don't need to have any other motivation or understanding other than God says, do this. So we do it. We learn it. We develop the skill. My, how this would keep us from taking on the challenges or the man's view of the world, of the flesh, of the devil. We stop being judged by the world because we don't care. We know what we're supposed to be doing, and we're doing it. As a child grows, his skill and judgment improves, hopefully, and he takes on greater and riskier responsibilities within his own family. Likewise, in our relationship with God, the more we are dependent on Him, the more like Him we become in our soul and body. And the more He desires our involvement in His plans for this earth. What would it be like to be fully available and fully ready, fully prepared for whatever God wants to do? Now, when we talk about what His plans are for this earth, He doesn't need our help. He's going to do what He wants to do. But from our perspective, isn't it funner? Isn't it more satisfying to know that we can be trusted by God with His secrets? You know, we all want to, what's God doing? You know, and I just saw another ad for another conference for what is God saying for 2010? It's like, you know, I really am not looking to a conference or other people to tell me what I'm supposed to be doing for 2010. I know that if I am pursuing today and following through and getting ready today, that whatever comes tomorrow, I will be ready for it. God doesn't see things in terms of 2009, 2010, 2011. Doesn't see things, those are His created, they're like leaves on a tree for Him. You are His project in your life. Whatever He has you to be doing, be putting your focus to it. Be giving it the attention so you can make the most out of it. Get the full skill and the full measure that He has assigned for that particular project. Overcomers also know the truth, not just believe the right things. Our healing will not depend on just believing the right things, but by knowing God. When He says the truth, it's the truth. We may not even understand it. It may not fit in with other things we believe. But gosh, you know, if He says something and it's not what we believe, who has to change? Oh God, you're wrong. You know, let's not find ourselves arguing, God, that's not the way it works. And we very often go, okay, well, since that's not lining up with what I believe, it must not be God. Again, it goes back to why it's so important that we are able to distinguish His voice from all others. Most of what we believe, we've inherited or received from someone else, not necessarily from the Lord. That which is from Him will stand up to scrutiny, to questioning, to time. He wants us to challenge our beliefs and to test them to see if they stand up to questioning. That's one of the reasons He assigns the projects He does. If they don't stand up, we must release them, regardless of the consequences. And whatever our decisions are, there are going to be consequences. But that's fine. That's part of our learning to depend, our learning to be overcomers, is dealing with the consequences. Again, He's made you ready. He's prepared you. You are fully able to deal with the consequences. With freedom comes responsibility, and with responsibility come consequences. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be getting back together again Thursday morning, 7:30. Until then, have a great week. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio. Thanks for tuning in.